In the last couple of minutes of the program, I thought with all of the talk this week of back-to-school coverage on KSL News Radio, it would be fun to talk about the City Academy Charter High School. Why? Because they're getting ready to celebrate their 25 years of being in existence, and their rededication celebration is coming up. Sonia Woodbury is the executive director. This is quite a celebration, Sonia.
Yes, it is. We're very excited to honor the 25 years that we've had and really look forward to the next 25.
For those that don't know, and I'll put myself in this category, don't know much about the City Academy, tell us a little bit about the history and how it got started.
City Academy was one of the original 8 charter schools in Utah. We opened our doors in 2000, so this fall marks the 25th time we are opening our doors to students. We're 7th through 12th grade. Over the years, we've followed our mission. Charter schools are public schools. We, of course, follow all of the state and federal guidelines that all public schools follow. But we have some autonomy to set the mission of our school, which for us had always been that knowledge for a purpose. So idea of graduating responsible, informed citizens who go out in the world and have achieved their best academic success, but also to be engaged in their communities as they go out. And there's a lot of aspects to what we do around that, but that's been our mission and for 25 years. And I believe it's kind of unique in the sense that we are working on not just volunteering in our community, we all do volunteer, but it's the idea of doing it with a purpose of being a good citizen as we move into the world.
Yeah, and these numbers are impressive. I see that graduating seniors in 2024 alone provided about 650 hours of service out in the community. How do you decide where that service takes place?
Each of those students has their own project, something they care deeply about, and they find an internship placement with an organization or a group that's working on something they care about, anything related to helping people or animals or the environment or even just social issues of some kind. And we've, again, served in probably well over 150 different organizations just because each student does pick their own passion.
I see also that you put a strong commitment to arts education as well.
Yes. You know, when this school was founded, we knew, there's a lot of research behind this, we know that arts education is really what rounds out your whole education. And we've had this strong commitment to the arts for all 25 years. I've been so grateful that even through all the budget cuts in the arts for secondary schools like ours, my board has stayed true to this, to funding music teachers and art teachers and all the things that we do. It not only to help students develop critical and creative thinking, but we know that when you study the arts, it just helps move you into a way of feeling that it's part of a whole rather than something extra. And we have a wonderful visual arts teacher now working seventh grade through studio art. We have a partnership with Plan B Theater. That's another thing our school has tried to do as a small school. Oftentimes, it's hard to fund all the kinds of programs that larger districts can fund. We're, in effect, our own district. So we build partnerships with existing community organizations. We have a partnership with Plan B Theater where we're providing playwriting and production opportunities for our students. We have a partnership, a really amazing partnership with Gifted Music School now. They've located on a campus with us, and all of our music education is going through their amazing instructors. So we know it's building something for our students. Again, as they leave to go out, they even just have an appreciation for the arts.
Yeah.
But many of them choose to incorporate it in their lives.
We literally have less than a minute left here. I want to make sure we get the information on your opening. You're back to school on the 20th, 8 o'clock in the morning. And for those who don't know, you're located at about 50 East and 200 South in Salt Lake City. But you're going to have some fun outside the building on the 20th.
Yes, we'll be out front with our official rededication ceremony, and we want folks to know they can stop by. We're still enrolling next week, even though that's the first day of school. We'll bring you in if that's, again, being small, you can be personal. And so we'd love to see people out and come check us out. And we hope to, we will have some wonderful group out there next Tuesday morning.
Sonia, thanks for your time today. And again, if you want more information about City Academy, just go to cityacademyslc.org.